Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Monday, kicking off the week, looking good weather-wise. Austin joins us in a minute with the evening's forecast, and of course he'll throw in the five-day forecast as well.
Sure.
Is it looking good or bad?
I would say, let me see here. It's looking good.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in the next couple of minutes. But first, here's three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching Invest AL99L. Recent data from Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicate the system located near the Windward Islands is expected to reach the Central Caribbean Sea tomorrow with gale force winds. Conditions in the area are less favorable for additional development in the next 7 days at 30%.
Number two.
And the Florida Office of Public Counsel has objected to a proposed FPL rate settlement, saying the hike would increase FPL's revenues by an unacceptable amount. The four-year settlement will result in increased revenues of $945 million in 2026 and $766 million in 2027, with additional amounts in 2028 for battery storage and solar projects. The FOPC said the proposal would increase FPL revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029.
Number three.
Okay, the FBI has arrested Justin Wright of New York City for stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort money from Escambia County Clerk of Court and Controller Pam Childers. The U.S. Attorney's Office requested that Wright be transported from the Rikers Island Jail to Pensacola. He's scheduled to appear for his arraignment on September 9th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the University of West Florida launching a comprehensive national search for the university's seventh president. A 15-member committee will guide the process, and they'll be responsible for collecting input from stakeholders, developing the presidential profile and position criteria, and recruiting and assessing candidates. Manny Diaz Jr. was formally introduced as the interim president in July. He took over for Dr. Martha Saunders.
Okay, as the city moves forward with a new curbside recycling program, Mayor Reeves says the Summit Boulevard Recycling Drop-Off Center will remain open despite growing contamination levels. You know, there's a remedy to this, and I'm going to do the story, and I'll kind of add my two cents. Daryl Singleton, he's the Pensacola Director of Sanitation and Energy, says everything is 100% polluted at Summit Boulevard.
Mm.
The city had installed security cameras and threatened polluters with fines. After a closer look into the security system, it appears the cameras have been shut off. There's no monitoring, and everything is totally ineffective in terms of stopping the contamination.
Wow.
And they wonder why these things don't work.
My goodness.
Leadership. Right. Leadership.
Or the lack thereof.
Well, there you go. But listen, I know when I was at ECUA for 15 years, we had a major problem with contamination sites.
Mm.
We knew that these off-site contamination being not patrolled are going to be devastating with contamination levels. Rightly so. Hey, listen, Daryl over at the sanitation department at the city, he said it himself, 100% polluted at Summit Boulevard.
Wow.
And then what this means is you got cardboard boxes, which is good. That's good material to recycle. But somebody, some yokel local, throws friggin' motor oil on top of the contaminated process. The whole thing is thrown to the landfill at that point. Everything goes to the landfill. Nothing's salvageable.
Right.
One item can be with motor oil like that, and off it goes. You got to be smart, people. You just cannot abuse the recycling process. And there is a process.
All right. Let's see. And lastly here, police in Dofuniak Springs arrested two men on child molestation charges last week. Officials say the men were arrested at separate residences on Friday. 26-year-old Aaron Kent and 60-year-old Curtis Chansey were arrested without incident. Both faced charges of lewd and lascivious molestation of children under 12. The charges stem from separate cases.
All right, 4:15, Austin Price, ready to rock and roll here with a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, indeed I am. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups in some of our usual spots. That includes I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, let's see. 92 degrees right now. It's sunny, mostly clear out there. And that's how it's going to be for the next several days. May have some rainfall chances come into play on Friday, but until then should be pretty nice. And the lows over the course of the next several days are only sitting anywhere from 70 to 72 degrees. So especially when we get into the late night hours and early morning hours, we are going to see the temperature be relatively forgiving.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, Florida is launching a new immigration enforcement initiative. It was announced today in Suwannee County, by the way. Attorney General James F. Meyer and other state and federal officials saying the move supports President Trump's immigration crackdown and follows recent arrest in a deadly crash involving all illegal immigrant situation. You've heard the story. Immigrant, right. Three people died on this side here. Congressman Jimmy Patronis put his two cents in on what was going on.
When you've got, you know, blue states that have changed their laws to make it easier to get, you know, a driver's license, even if you're a foreign national or illegal, you know, these guys obviously slipped through the cracks of what the federal government can do because California granted it. And then they get into the system. I mean, what a horrific situation where this family's gone, you know, and it's because somebody that shouldn't have been here in the first place.
Okay, the plan expands enforcement of state agricultural inspection stations where officers certified under the federal program will assist in identifying illegal immigrants. There you go.
And a crosswalk in Orlando continuing to draw a lot of attention. FDOT crews yesterday painted over a crosswalk that had been painted in rainbow colors for the Pulse shooting victims. This is the second time FDOT covered the crosswalk with black paint. It was painted over for the first time last week, and residents went out on Thursday to redo the rainbow colors using chalk. Rain washed the chalk away, though, so supporters painted rainbow colors on the pavement on Saturday. After FDOT crews undid that yesterday with the more black paint, some tried to redraw the rainbow colors with chalk again. Orlando police and FHP troopers stood by and watched, but no one was arrested.
Okay, Santa Rosa County residents getting their first look at the long-awaited East Milton Master Plan today, 5 o'clock, 45 minutes right now, over at the Santa Rosa County Administrative Complex in Milton. The document is a long-range planning effort designed to manage responsible growth, land use, transportation, and infrastructure decisions. The plan is scheduled to be implemented in 2026.
And at 5:15 this afternoon, and this is going to be the plan throughout the week, mind you, we are going to be announcing our winners for a pair of Florida State Alabama tickets because it's that time of the year.
Wow, those are great tickets.
Yeah, so if you tapped the app, as our promos have been saying, if you entered yourself to win those tickets, be sure to be listening at 5:15 this afternoon. We'll announce the winner. Your name could be called.
Okay, AAA saying Florida gas prices have declined 20 cents in the past 10 days. Northwest Florida drivers continue to pay the lowest statewide gas prices. Average price in Escambia County, $2.80. Pensacola, 260, 274, north of Escambia, 276 in Gulf Breeze.
And a man is dead after being attacked with acid in a new Port Richey home, and a suspect is now charged with first-degree murder. Police say Chuanyang He poured acid on the victim while he slept on Thursday, then barricaded the bedroom door before calling 911. The man was airlifted to Tampa General Hospital with severe chemical burns where he died over the weekend. Investigators say the incident was domestic in nature and there is no ongoing threat to the public.
Okay, tourism up in Florida, but Canadian numbers continue to drop this week. Visit Florida, estimating 34.4 million people traveled to Florida from April through June, up from 34.2 million people during the same period last year. Visit Florida, estimated 2.3 million overseas travelers visited the state with an 11.4% jump from the same period in 2024.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, just like we do this time every hour, right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Pensacola Hardware has been serving the city's general contractors and tradesmen for 174 years. We very much appreciate our customers and are thankful to be one of the only brick-and-mortar businesses in downtown Pensacola to always offer plenty of free parking. We focus on the commercial construction trades and specialize in architectural and engineer-specified products. Whether you're an engineer, project manager, purchasing agent, or subcontractor, Pensacola Hardware is your best local source for construction supplies and exceptional product knowledge.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, health insurance and related costs may go up soon. I know you did not want to hear that whatsoever on this Monday. That's probably not the best way to wrap up a Monday afternoon. Jessica Rosenthal has more and an explanation.
A new report finds in Affordable Care Act individual plans, insurers are planning to raise prices by about 20% next year. The Kaiser Family Foundation says it could be even higher than that unless Congress renews certain tax credits before the end of the year. A benefits consulting company, Mercer, says they surveyed employers on this, and about half said they were going to pass on some higher health insurance costs to their employees. And some insurance companies have been recently complaining in conference calls, blaming costs in part on more people receiving more care, increasing visits to emergency rooms where care is more expensive, and the high demand for expensive obesity drugs like Ozempic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
All right. Stocks ending down today. Not bad, but they were down a little bit. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks taking a pause after Friday's rally and finishing lower as earnings season winds down and investors are cautious ahead of the key PCE inflation report that comes on Friday. The data is seen as critical for the Fed's rate cut decision. Shares of Google parent Alphabet rose 1%, notching a record close. The big event this week on Wall Street is Nvidia's earnings report after the market closes on Wednesday. Shares of the leading maker of AI chips rose 1%. Most all of the Dow members fell, with Nvidia and Nike the only Dow winners. The biggest decliners, Sherwin-Williams, Amgen, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 349 points, the Nasdaq lower by 47, S&P 500 down 28. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Got some backups worsening on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on 9 Mile itself if you're traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. And on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Outside of that, it's just Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Herbert Field. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Over the course of the next several days, we're going to have sunny, mostly clear skies. Rainfall chances will come in on Friday, but we are going to see, Alan Strom was talking about this earlier, we are going to see some lows be a little bit more timid, sitting at around maybe high 60s, 70-ish. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, if you want to find those low temperatures, wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and enjoy that. Get your really early fix for those low temps. But it will be warming back up. West Coast already going. They're getting burned by the sun still. Heat wave taking over the West Coast. Marianne Rafferty has the latest.
More than 50 million people out west are under dangerous heat alerts. Temperatures will hover in the 90s and 100s from Arizona to Washington State to Las Vegas. Several cities have already seen record highs this weekend. The sweltering heat is expected to last through Monday. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Fernand has formed southeast of Bermuda. It could become a hurricane by Monday before weakening on Tuesday. It's not expected to hit land.
All right. And President Trump has responded to Maryland Governor Wes Moore's invitation to join him for a public safety walk in Baltimore City. Last week, the governor said the president should keep Baltimore's name out of his mouth if he is not willing to be part of the solution. On Sunday, the president posted a message on Truth Social saying, "If Wes Moore needs help, I will send in the troops, which is being done in nearby D.C., and quickly clean up the crime." The president says when it's like that in Baltimore, he will proudly walk the streets with the failing because of crime governor of Maryland.
Kilmar Garcia has been arrested by ICE officials after he arrived for a check-in at the agency's field office in Baltimore. What a surprise that would be. Oh, just need you to come on in here and check in and, you know, take care of some paperwork. Next move could be to Uganda.
My goodness.
That's what they're saying. He's been planning on being sent to Uganda. David Spunt is at the scene with the latest.
His friends and family insist he's a Maryland husband, father, and a good person. The government says he's MS-13, a notorious gang member from El Salvador, living here illegally. He was out of prison awaiting trial in Tennessee for human smuggling charges. About 150 supporters came out to Baltimore for a 6:30 a.m. rally to support Abrego Garcia. DHS officials have indicated Uganda is in his future. A judge previously said he couldn't be deported to his home country over fear of gang violence, but he's facing these human smuggling charges in Tennessee. He was brought back here. His case has risen above all others, primarily because he was deported to El Salvador not only by mistake, but without a court hearing.
And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries is hinting at the possibility of mobilizing redistricting efforts in more blue states. In an interview with CNN State of the Union, Jeffries says Democrats would be ready if more Republican-led states aim to redraw maps in their favor. His comments come after the Texas Senate approved a new congressional map that could give the GOP 5 more seats in the House. Just days before that approval, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a measure that calls for a special election aiming to redraw state maps that would most likely give Democrats 5 additional House seats as well. The statewide vote will be held in November.
Trump's getting pretty serious here, wants people who burn the American flag to be jailed. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Likely sparking constitutional challenges, President Trump has signed an executive order directing the Justice Department to prosecute individuals accused of desecrating the American flag.
If you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail No early exits, no nothing.
A 1989 Supreme Court decision ruled burning the American flag is protected by the First Amendment. President Trump's executive order calls for the Attorney General to pursue litigation to clarify the scope of the First Amendment exceptions. It also directs the Justice Department to apply other laws in cases of flag burning, such as open burning restrictions, disorderly conduct, or the destruction of property. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. As many as 1,700 National Guardsmen from 19 states will be helping the Department of Homeland Security implement President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration and crime. Kevin Yurinsky has more on the story.
A Pentagon source telling Fox the service members supporting ICE will be performing clerical functions associated with the processing of illegal migrants. Still to be seen is how much, if any, role the Guardsmen may play in the president's possible plan to expand recent actions in Washington, D.C., where almost 2,000 Guardsmen are on patrol in an effort to reduce crime. The president saying last week in Washington,
"We're going to stay here for a while. We want to make this absolutely perfect. It's our capital."
He added this Friday in the Oval Office.
"Chicago's a mess. You have an incompetent mayor, grossly incompetent, and we'll straighten that one out probably next."
A Pentagon spokesman telling Fox the department would not speculate on future operations. Kevin Yurinsky, Fox News.
I'm Tom Graham. President Trump's special envoy, General Keith Kellogg, says officials are working to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. He visited Kyiv today to meet with Ukraine's leader.
Ukrainian President Zelensky taking to social media to explain he and the general discussed how to use pressure to get Russia to hold real talks on ending the war, which has gone on for more than 3 years.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. President Trump has threatened to deploy National Guard troops to Chicago after federalizing Washington, D.C.'s police force. He says it's an effort to crack down on violent crime. Democrat leaders in Illinois pushing back. Governor J.B. Pritzker.
"This is exactly the type of overreach that our country's founders warned against."
President Trump has also threatened a federal takeover of the Baltimore police force, as well as other major cities across the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute paid for by NHTSA. Drunk driving changes your world. Drive sober, get pulled over. Bryce Underwood was named the starting QB at Michigan. And I know Bryce is only an 18-year-old freshman, but there's a ton of immediate pressure on Underwood, who's making a fortune, to show that he's worth what Michigan is paying him. And when I look at the Wolverines this season, Underwood must either quarterback the Wolverines to at least a 9-3 record or make the college football playoff. And if he does either in year one, then Bryce will be worth the price. I'm Zach Gelb.
Two hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
"Hey, what's everyone drinking?"
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
"Sir, have you been drinking tonight?"
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State take on Alabama on Saturday, August 30th? It's time to tap the app with News Radio 92.3. Just download our News Radio app, and from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., you can enter for your chance to win. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands for this epic battle on August 30th. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. Tap that app and get ready for game day with News Radio 92.3.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters are watching Invest AL99L. Recent data from Air Force reconnaissance aircraft indicate the system, located near the Windward Islands, is expected to reach the Central Caribbean Sea tomorrow with gale force winds. Conditions in the area are less favorable for additional development for the next 7 days, sitting at 30%.
Number two.
Okay, the Florida Office of Public Counsel has objected to a proposed Florida Power and Light rate settlement, saying the hike would increase FPL's revenue by an unacceptable amount. The four-year settlement will result in increased revenues of $945 million in 2026, $766 million in 2027, with additional amounts in 2028 for battery storage and solar projects. The OFPC saying the proposal would increase FPL's revenues by $6.7 billion through 2029.
Number three.
And the FBI has arrested Justin Wright of New York City for stalking, threatening, and attempting to extort money from Escambia County Clerk of Court and Comptroller Pam Childers. The U.S. Attorney's Office requested that Wright be transported from the Rikers Island Jail to Pensacola. He's scheduled to appear for his arraignment on September 9th.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, the FWC needs your help regarding a July bear shooting in Santa Rosa County. Officers responded to a report of a deceased bear found on Lovewood Drive in Navarre. Now, the bear had been killed by a gunshot wound. You know something? Contact FWC at myfwc.com/wildlife alert.
All righty. And also in your local headlines today, police in Dafuniac Springs arrested two men on child molestation charges last week. Officials say the men were arrested at separate residences on Friday. 26-year-old Aaron Kent and 60-year-old Curtis Chansey were arrested without incident. Both faced charges of lewd and lascivious molestation of children under 12. The charges stem from separate cases.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The agonizing wait is over. Fleetwood.
On NBC, Tommy Fleetwood had won more money than any golfer without having won a single PGA Tour event. 34-year-old Englishman made his first PGA Tour win count. He took the season-ending Tour Championship Sunday by three strokes over Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay. Fleetwood's 164th start in a PGA tournament. Finally, his first win. Fleetwood had won seven times on the DP World Tour, plus three other victories, but this was his first on the PGA Tour.
$33.4 million in earnings before yesterday at $10 million.
45th of the season for Ohtani. First one against San Diego.
Let's go!
Fans sitting right by the Dodger dugout that's been giving Ohtani heck all day. Every homer, as he says, how you like that?
We've been hearing him on the field mic the whole time, too.
Sure made his day. That's a story he'll always be able to tell.
It's a billion-dollar high five. Yeah.
Don't wash that hand.
On Spectrum Sportsnet LA, Shohei Ohtani gave a high five and a pat on the back to a Padres fan who was seated next to the Dodgers dugout Sunday in San Diego. Heckled all game, Ohtani launched his 45th home run and tied Kyle Schwarber for the National League lead. Dodgers beat the Padres 8-2 to move back into a first-place tie with San Diego atop the NL West. In the American League West, the Mariners within two games of the Astros. Houston lost at Baltimore. Seattle with an 11-4 win over the Athletics. Two home runs for Cal Raleigh. Leads the majors with 49. Four more than Ohtani and Schwarber. Raleigh broke Salvador Perez's major league record for the most homers in one season by a catcher. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a one-of-a-kind Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant basketball card that was expected to sell for more than $6 million broke all expectations over the weekend. It went for $12.9 million at auction. The card is from the 2007 to 2008 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection. It features autographs from both basketball legends next to different NBA logo patches. The final winning bid was placed on Saturday, which would have been Bryant's 47th birthday.
All right, 440, 20 away from 5 News Radio 92.3. I want to slide this one in here real quick. Sunday, the Columbus Bats came alive, downing Pensacola 8-1. Wahoos are now 60-59 in the 25 season. Now, tomorrow, game one of a 7-game series against the Chattanooga Lookouts. First pitch will go out at 7:05. And I just wanted to touch bases on this. The Washington Commanders have reached an agreement with their star wide receiver on a brand new contract. I wonder how many billions of dollars this one's worth. Jared Max has a story.
Washington Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin ended his contract dispute Monday. He agreed to a 3-year extension with the team worth up to as much as $96 million. A team captain last year, McLaurin has had over 1,000 receiving yards in each of his last 5 seasons, a Pro Bowler in each of the last 2. McLaurin had requested to be traded July 31st. Now he's locked in with the Commanders for 3 more years. In his first 6 years in the NFL, all with Washington, McLaurin has 460 catches, 6,379 yards, 38 touchdowns. With his new deal, McLaurin is expected to be in the Commanders lineup for the regular season opener Sunday, September 7th, against the Giants. Jared Max, Fox News.
And Mexican boxer Julio Chavez Jr. out of jail and awaiting trial for alleged connections to drug cartels. The son of boxer Julio Cesar Chavez, Chavez Jr. was deported from the U.S. last month for being in the country illegally. That came just days after the 39-year-old lost a fight to YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul in California. He faces charges in Mexico of organized crime for allegedly smuggling weapons into the country.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a UN agency says there is a man-made famine in Gaza as Israel continues to attack the terrorist group Hamas in that region. Stephanie Bennett has the details.
Around 500,000 people, that's roughly a quarter of the population, are facing catastrophic conditions. In their report, the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC as they're known, said hunger has been driven by fighting, widespread displacement, and the blockade of aid. Israel has rejected the report, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling it an outright lie promoted by Hamas. Israel has allowed aid into the region at times, but the UN says it's still far below what's needed, and making the journey to pick it up can be dangerous.
All right, and a new study links lack of sleep to teenagers harming themselves. A report in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry says researchers analyzed data from more than 10,000 14-year-olds participating in a long-term health study. The study's lead researcher, Michaela Pauly, says that they found those getting shorter sleep on school days and taking longer to fall asleep at age 14 are associated with self-harm concurrently, and 3 years later at age 17. Researchers also say rates of self-harm are increasing.
I'd say stay away from the Red Bull. California. Taking on a disease outbreak with a local name. I'm saying that because kids stay up later at night.
Right. The Red Bull. I got you.
Lisa Brady has more on the report about the caffeine.
This is House Call for Health.
Officials in California recently highlighting a spike in Valley fever cases. Valley fever is named after the San Joaquin Valley. It's an infection caused by breathing in the spores of a fungus called coccidioides, which comes from the soil. Symptoms can vary, but they can be similar to COVID-19, ranging from fever to chills or fatigue, or just a general feeling of being unwell. There can also be bone and joint pain, night sweats, chest pain, headaches, and skin rashes. Valley fever can go away without treatment, but some cases do require medications or medical treatment. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And health officials say the first travel-associated human case of New World screwworm in America has been reported in Maryland. New World screwworms are parasitic flies that attack and eat healthy tissues like livestock and sometimes humans. Multiple reports indicate the patient traveled to the U.S. from El Salvador, where there is currently an outbreak. The case has been examined and verified by the CDC.
All right, it is 4:45, 15 away from 5, and you know what that means? Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Got some backups on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also got some on Davis Highway. This is going to be as you are traveling eastbound, right as you're about to merge with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. There's no surprise there, though. We typically get traffic back up there this time every afternoon. Also got some issues on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 92 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Over the course of the next several days, that's how it's going to be. High sitting at around 90, lows at around 70. Not going to have any rain chances until around Friday. It's going to be sitting at around 40-50%.
Okay, and as you heard Austin throughout this hour so far talking about those cooler temperatures early in the morning, well, seems to be working across the nation. Temperatures dropping across the U.S. Adam Klotz has more details in your Fox weather forecast.
A major cool down will grip the country over the next week. A strong push of Canadian air has dropped temperatures well below normal from the plains through the Midwest and into the Northeast. Highs will reach only the 60s and 70s for many, with overnight lows dipping into the 40s and 50s. It'll mark the coolest late August stretch we've seen in years. The cooler air extends into New England and the Mid-Atlantic, bringing an early taste of fall. Even parts of the South, including Tennessee and the Carolinas, will see temperatures well below their seasonal average. Elsewhere, monsoonal storms will bring flash flood risk to Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of the Rockies, while the Gulf Coast watches for heavy downpours that could trigger flooding in Florida. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
All right. It's been 30 years since a major change came to how people use personal computers. Now, you ready to feel old? Here we go. Evan Brown has the report.
It was on this day in 1995 on which non-Mac computers, which we used to call IBM compatibles, really changed into Windows PCs. Microsoft began selling the Windows 95 operating system, promising to bring fully graphical interface multitasking to the PC world. Previous Windows versions were merely icon-based interfaces loaded on top of the old DOS system. Codenamed Windows Chicago in previews, it brought the start button to PC screens, allowed for file names to be longer than the old 8.3 titles. And if you bought the expansion pack called Plus, you got Microsoft's Internet Explorer, ending the need to buy third-party browsers like Netscape. Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks kicked off the pre-holiday week on a sour note, with the Dow Jones Industrials giving back 349 points. The S&P 500 eased 27, and the Nasdaq Composite shed 47. Keurig Dr. Pepper will acquire Dutch coffee and tea company JDE Peet's in a roughly $18 billion deal that could give a boost to the U.S. giant's struggling coffee business. Once the acquisition completes, the combined company is set to separate into two independent U.S.-listed coffee and beverage firms. In response to all of this, shares of KDP tumbled 11.5%, but those of Peet's surged 17%. Meanwhile, in the wake of lots of customers expressing outrage over the chain's new logo, Cracker Barrel today admitted it could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be. The Tennessee-based restaurant operator said that what will never change is its values: hard work, family, and scratch-cooked food made with care. Oh, the rocking chairs on the porch, they're staying put, too. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Volkswagen. Ready for this one? Faces backlash over its subscription fee that unlocks extra horsepower. I got to hear this one. This sounds interesting. Jeff Manasso has the story.
Volkswagen is accused of trying to pull a fast one to get EV owners to pay more in a monthly or yearly subscription or a lifetime fee for extra horsepower on its ID.3 small EV in Europe. This after previous attempts to squeeze auto customers through subscriptions have caused major criticism, like when BMW attempted and then abandoned its subscription fee for seat heating, Apple CarPlay, and other features. Mercedes-Benz, General Motors, Toyota, Ford, and other automakers have quietly implemented feature subscription fees, all as automakers look to create new revenue streams while trying to balance ownership and brand trust. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a $750 million Powerball jackpot up for grabs tonight. Even though there's a more than 1 in 292 million chance of winning the grand prize, people are still dreaming of what they would do with the money. The winner could choose to receive 30 annual payments or take the lump sum payout of about $338 million. However, federal withholdings would immediately knock that down to $257 million, and some states will charge tax.
All right, 450, 10 away from 5. Overweight passengers flying on Southwest Airlines facing a seating problem here. The carrier's ending its longstanding customer of size policy that allowed plus-size travelers to secure extra seating without those upfront costs. Beginning in January, passengers who cannot fit comfortably within one seat will be required to purchase an additional seat in advance. Longtime loyalists saying the policy undermines Southwest's identity as a customer-friendly airline.
Yeah, well, as a plus-size person, quote-unquote...
Get ready to shell out another seatbelt.
Well, I was about to say, I agree with this decision. Like, if you are fat, you need to buy
or
another
plus
seat.
Size.
Yeah, well, I'm heavy set, so I can say it. It's our word. No, I'm if you're fat, you need to buy another seat. I mean, I'm sorry. I know people have conditions, but that is such a vast minority.
Well, you know, they opened up Pandora's box on that. I mean, when they started offering it. You know?
Right. And gas prices expected to remain low for Labor Day weekend. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular should stay below last year's average of $3.33 and should remain low for the rest of the summer as long as Gulf Coast refineries are not hit by hurricanes. Labor Day is, for many, the last big holiday weekend of the summer. The vice president of AAA Travel says the top destination cities for the holiday weekend this year are Seattle and Vancouver, both port cities for Alaska cruises.
And you know, I was thinking about this actually earlier today. Summertime extends through September.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's like I think we're kind of misplaced in putting those dates. Like, I know it's all for marketing. I know it's all for the vacationers and things like that. But hey, we're going to see a lot more summertime. I can see you're liking this already.
Oh yeah,
those 95,
I can't wait.
Degree days. Okay, new artificial intelligence integrated technology could make security checks even easier for flyers. Griff Jenkins has more.
If you're tired of waiting on long lines to get through airport security, you're in luck. A big game change could be coming soon thanks to new advances in artificial intelligence. They're called electronic gates, or e-gates, a next-generation development by Clear, a security company partnered with the TSA. It uses biometrics to scan your features and verify your identity and then sends you straight to your flight without having to talk to a security agent. Right now, only Clear Plus members are eligible to use the e-gates. It costs about $200 a year. But if the pilot test goes well, the program could eventually expand and become an industry standard.
All righty, 4:52 here. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with your final stretch of headlines for you, maybe some pop culture stuff, some more frivolous headlines, and one final check of your roads and weather as we ease you into the 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
What's everyone worried about right now? Costs going up. And if you're thinking of starting a business, that's even scarier. That's one of the many reasons why becoming a Janie King Gulf Coast franchisee is a great idea. Offices and businesses are always going to need to be cleaned. Janie King has built a proven system that gives you the tools to take control of your future confidently and with the support you need to thrive. Take control of your future today at JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
Join Teddy Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the criticism that the reaction to the Cracker Barrel logo change is snowflakeism on the right. The committee members for the UWF presidential selection team have been named. Is this good or bad? Jimmy Petronas joins us, and we talked about sending warships to Venezuela, the use of National Guard forces on D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, potentially, and what he learned at the naval base last week. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stairs gonna meet you on the rooftop.
Four fifty-five. Heads up, Pensacola. Afternoon to you, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, in with you on this Monday. Austin, by the way, looking at our weather and local traffic together now on News Radio 92.3. So okay, so what's going on? Looking pretty good.
Yeah, first order of business, just traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. But let's see, also wanted to let you know that while we're dealing with a couple of problems on the roads here, they're luckily not too severe, and I humbly ask you to keep it that way for your sake and mine. We do have some backups on Davis Highway if you're traveling eastbound, right as you're fixing to merge with Scenic Highway in front of UWF's main entrance. Also, if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Kim Strand Road, still got our backups there. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. Outside of that, as for the weather, 92 degrees, and as you said, Chris, it's looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. Sunny, mostly clear for the next several days. We don't have any rainfall chances coming in until around Friday. Highs are sitting at around 90. They'll creep down over the course of the next few days, and the lows are going to be sitting just at about 70.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, it's the final week of summer for many families across the country ahead of an expected busy travel week. Jeff Manasso has the report.
Labor Day capping off summer and what's already been a record travel season, with 40 million Americans expected to squeeze in that last trip. Hitting the roads, airports, and other modes of travel this week, and with some money to also be saved on domestic travel. Gas prices hovering around $3.14 per gallon nationwide. Labor Day weekend prices not seen since 2021. AAA also reports that domestic flights are 6% cheaper and hotel prices are down 11% from this time last year. Top Labor Day destinations in the U.S. this year include Las Vegas, Fort Lauderdale, and Alaska. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And a campaign event for New York City mayoral frontrunner Zoran Mamdani is drawing the ire of his opponents in the race. Hundreds of people participated in a scavenger hunt all across the Big Apple Sunday that had been set up by Mamdani and his election team. The Democratic frontrunner said he was glad to see New Yorkers working together in the event, and he hoped everyone learned a thing or two about the city. Incumbent Mayor Eric Adams took a swipe at Mamdani, saying this is no time for games, and New Yorkers should be focused on experience when they elect the next mayor.
The 40th Burning Man Festival kicks off this week out in SoCal. It's always interesting. Christian Goodwin has a preview of the event.
The Reno Tahoe International Airport is gearing up for one of its peak travel periods, with the annual Burning Man gathering kicking off and running through Labor Day weekend. Burning Man is a week-long event where folks create art and activities held in the Black Rock Desert of northwestern Nevada. The first burn taking place in San Francisco in 1986, moving to its current location in 1990. Organizers say since, it's evolved into a global cultural movement advancing a more creative, connected, and thriving society. The event, making headlines in 2023 after storms left the festival grounds flooded, briefly stranding thousands. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Lil Nas X facing four felonies in connection to his arrest in L.A. last week. The rapper was arrested early Friday morning after officers found him walking naked on the street. Authorities say he charged at responding officers but was subdued and taken to a local hospital for suspicion of a possible overdose before being taken to jail. According to the district attorney's office, prosecutors charged him with three counts of battery with injury on a police officer and one felony count of resisting an executive officer.
A movie produced by the world's most popular streaming service wins the weekend box office. Jane Fergus has those details.
An airborne warning and control aircraft, two F-16s, and a refueling craft were dispatched to the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone again. NORAD later said the Russian surveillance and reconnaissance aircraft was flying in the zone, but did not breach U.S. or Canadian airspace. NORAD said this happens a lot, actually, and it isn't seen as a threat. However, this zone does require that aircraft are identified. It's happened so often lately, American jets were dispatched to the zone due to Russian aircraft August 20th and 21st. That's less than a week after the president met with Russia's president in Anchorage. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Let me give you some numbers here in case you're in the midst of buying or selling a home. 30-year fixed mortgage is 6.52%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 5.90%. Afternoon, everybody. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.